listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Welcome to the Obesity Revolution. How is everybody doing? I trust you're getting prepared for Christmas and Merry Christmas. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. And we are here. We got another episode.
Yep.
We got the man, the myth, the producer, Tom Hardy. What's up, Tom? What's going on with you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I am doing really good, Tom. Still in rehab, so yeah. That's good. So it's been 7 weeks since I got to see my girls.
And
7 weeks.
How are you coming with rehab?
Tom, you know what? It's going better than I can say. I mean, I look at it this way. Think about it. You know, I was a little, you know, down thinking about it. You know, 18 months ago, I was in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was working out, okay? Then go from that to here where my legs feel like they're cement, you know, let alone. And then, but at the same time, you know, Rob, you know, Rudy, I was talking to him. We were working on something. And he said, he brought up a good thing. He goes, think where you were 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's a really good point, you know? I mean, yeah. I just sort of gave it in perspective. And he used this really cool illustration about, you know, why are, you know, rear view mirrors and, you know, how he goes, how big are they? I said, they're small. And he says, well, you got a front windshield. You need to look through that. We use that to go forward.
Right.
And I didn't, you know, thinking about that, that's pretty good that, you know, 2 months ago, I was late. I didn't know what was going on, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, let alone. And now I'm standing up for, you know, 2 minutes, you know, give or take. And then, you know, being able to move, to shift, all that stuff. So that's how I'm looking at it. So does it get discouraging?
Yes. You've lost a ton of weight, too.
I did. And which is, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's losing the weight and then keeping off because you know how it is, the fluid that we have to struggle with. You know, yeah. The water weight is well, rough.
And people need to stay tuned because even though you lost all that weight, we have an interesting story to share with them this week.
Oh, don't we? Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. But before we get into that, Tom.
Yeah.
We have, and a couple of things. We were here to talk about the four pillars. Mm-hmm. You know, go to the website, to, you know, theobesityrevolution.com. You know, follow me on social media at I am Sean Mulroney. And then also follow Tom. Where can they follow you at, Tom?
I am El Tomo Hardy.
That's right. And you can follow us there. Come over if you need help. Let's go. We'll... You know, get it if you're not in our support group. That's free for anybody that wants to come in there. We'll, you know, you have to answer some questions to get in.
Yeah.
Because we don't want nobody selling anything.
Right.
And coming in there and exploiting anybody. So we have a good eye on that, Tom. Am I correct?
Yep.
We don't let it go.
Yep.
So so with that being said, we have the four pillars, Tom, that what our whole structure is built on.
Yeah.
You know, it's about small steps, don't get me wrong. But, you know, the four pillars are this. Number one, I'll say one, and then Tom, we'll go through this together.
Yes.
As you've heard in many other episodes, Tom and I have been studying. Right, Tom?
Yeah, we're going to do better this time than we did last.
And wait, now we're probably just jinxed us right now. That's, you know. So... number one, we want to identify.
Yes.
It's us to identify the problem. We want to identify where things are going on mm-hmm. in our personal life and in the world because there's the assumptions, the obesity's less acceptable prejudice. Mm-hmm. So we're going to identify the problem, right, Tom?
Yes.
And not only are we going to identify, what else, Tom? What's another
pillar?
We're
going to educate.
Educate. Educate, educate, educate.
Yeah.
See, people don't know, what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we try to tell them stories that are firsthand, that what we're doing, what we're going through,
right,
and the struggles that we face, and don't just assume that, you know, we got all these different things and people automatically think, oh, you don't have it that bad. Yeah. Well, it's true, Tom. You know, we want to educate.
Yep. And then...
And the next pillar is on me.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Inspire.
That's right.
Okay? So you don't have to be perfect to inspire others. Just show people how you deal with your imperfections.
Yes.
And everybody has them. Nobody's perfect. The only one that was ever perfect on this earth was Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And so, therefore, we are going to inspire. We try to. We're there. That's what I've been doing. I want to help people to understand what obesity is about, what it's doing. And then we have the fourth and final pillar, which is what, Tom?
Execute.
Execute. What does that mean to you to execute, Tom?
Well, we're not killing anybody, that's for sure. But we have a plan of action, and we're executing it by moving yes. forward, whether it be trying to work with people to join with us so that we can contact our congressmen, change laws, change legislation, whether it be through the media, whether it be through just this podcast or a group or the new app, all kinds of cool things.
Yes.
We're executing
and I love the message. Yes. And it is all about the message, isn't it, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
So we have that, but there you go. We're going to roll our sleeves up on this. Before, I said two befores. I said the other one to get to the four pillars and go to theobesityrevolution.com. But then also, Tom got an early Christmas present, didn't you, Tom?
I did.
And do you
we're
mind...
hit that right off the top, aren't we?
Yes, we are, Tom. And I'm so happy for him.
I
kept on saying, Tom, get this. What was your early Christmas present there?
You know, being heavy, having weight issues, sometimes it's difficult to be cleanly the way you would like to be.
What do you mean, like where?
You know, your rear.
Your bum?
You have a hard time stretching that far. Or maybe it's
marathon,
because
right?
I haven't seen my butt in ever. I went and got a bidet on the advice of Sean.
Yes.
I got the cold water kind too, so it wakes me up.
Yeah, it wakes Well, Tom was like, well, what if it doesn't? The bidet always knows. It knows where to go, doesn't it?
It does. Well, I do have to get some new screws for the toilet lid because it's a little fishy in there. It's not quite sitting straight, but...
It's a little fishy in there. Pun intended.
The actual bolts for the toilet seat were not right, and they weren't tightening right. So they need to be replaced anyway, so... I got those, and that'll make it more secure, and we should have positive jet flow.
So, Tom, what's it like? I got clean butt. It's like at beer commercial.
Well, I got the forward jet and the back jet for men and women.
Ooh, wow. You got the Cadillac of the bidets.
The model.
Yeah. Wow, you're like, so what, tell me, and this is good because, you know, most people don't talk about, you know, having trouble wiping whenever, especially when you're obese, but it is a big thing. Everybody asks, I can't do it, or I have to have somebody or extra tools, and some of the tools that are out there just don't work.
I have seen some interesting things.
I know.
A big blue stick that looks like as an egg at the end. Lord help anybody if they came in seeing that.
I know. It's like, here you go, do this, and it's not long enough. You know, it's still like, you know what it's like.
We're not going to talk about that.
Running, Well, it's like a marathon, like, you know, for doing it. Try to, you know, everybody, I come out of the bathroom all the time and Jess is like, why are you sweating?
It's like a Have Laurel you ever tried to wipe a fat routine.
It is, man. It's like, man, if they can do that here, okay, this, and I got, okay. Oh, man, I got it on my hand. Crap. Mm. You know, it's like, literally, it's all good. But you, so did you love the bidet?
I do. I mean, so far, it, so
did
good.
Did it, and really, so, yeah, he said, I got my bidet, I got it hooked up, and man, do I feel clean. Hmm. So
who's got a clean
bum? So if
bum?
You ever want to.
This guy.
Better, yeah. Who's got a clean bum? Tommy's got a clean old bum. Tommy's got a clean old bum.
You're going to start singing LL thanks. Cool J. Tommy's got a clean old bum.
Bum.
You know it's crazy, got a clean but old it's bum. True.
It's true. Nothing like having a clean bum. But no, Tom, I'm glad you got your bidet.
Brought to you by Bidets R Us.
Bidets are, because you know what? Your countenance looks really good right now. I mean, I can see, you know,
as I smack myself with a
drinking,
spoon.
As you're drinking your coffee and you almost went into your eye.
Yeah.
and you know, your countenance looks like, man, my butt's never been this clean.
It's great.
That's what that look looks like.
Now I know what those Charmin commercials, those bears, what they meant.
What they're missing, yeah. Go clean hiney. Oh, clean hiney. Oh, Tom. So you, Tom's got a bidet.
I do.
You need a bidet, go out there and get it. You have trouble wiping, go out there and get you a bidet. You won't be sorry.
If
promise,
you don't want to speak French, bite it.
Biodet.
B-I-D-E-T. Bidet.
Bidet. Yeah, look it up. B-I-D-E-T. Mm-hmm. Google it. Bidet. But it's a bidet.
We are not responsible for what you see when you Google anything we ask.
That's right. Nope, we're not responsible at all. Take it up with your web browser and make sure you clean the cookies out.
Cookies.
Cookies, you know, you get cookies.
Right, yeah.
Go to a website. Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
But anyhow, Tom, let's roll up our sleeves now. What are we getting into in this episode?
Well, we're going to talk about more about obesity discrimination. And we weren't going to do that, but something interesting happened to you in the last week or so.
Yes, it did, Tom. And not very happy about it.
I can't blame you.
Yeah, I mean,
I was upset when you told me.
Yes, you were. And this stuff shouldn't be happening.
Right.
So, we know, 7 weeks I was in the hospital for 4, 3 weeks in here. I'm going to tell you what, been a great experience, okay? I have the best therapists here that are just awesome. They're doing everything, I mean, to get me, you know, up and walking, standing. I mean, today I, you know, stood 6 times, and I'm doing it without thinking about it and just getting some really good ground. Well, with that being said, Tom, my date to be discharged was December 2nd, which was Thursday.
Right.
And, well, the only way that they could discharge me is if they found I got to go to skilled nursing for about a week or so.
Right.
So before I go home, and they found one, okay, which was 10 minutes away from my house.
Before you get there, I want to set something up.
Go ahead.
Sean had been really looking forward to getting to the nursing home because he hadn't seen his kids in forever.
Yeah.
So he was really looking forward going there, and he had earned the opportunity. So go ahead.
Right. And I did, right, Tom? I thank you for saying that. And my whole thing was that I got that second, they found the place like 2 days before, said, we're going to discharge you. You'll like this place. It is called, I'm gonna say the name because I don't care because I, you know, it's flat out discrimination. It is called Corey Manor. C-O-R-I Manor. And anyways, they knew everything. They knew my weight. They knew what I needed. Everything. Filled them out, everything. And my social worker came back and said, yes, they know everything. I went through the list, gave them your weight. And so, ambulance comes that day, about 11:30 on the 2nd. And I don't know if you have ever, you ridden in an ambulance, but they have gurneys. Or do they have them little, you know, what you call it? They're, it's so small.
Right. It's never a pleasant experience.
It's not, no matter how you look at it. Even small people, it's not comfortable for. But then you put, you know, 500, 600-pound man on top of that, you're going to hurt.
Yeah.
And such I did. Well, and this place from here is 30 minutes away. So I'm in the ambulance on, you know, bumpy highways, you know, just all the way through, you know, going
feeling
all
every
over.
Bump, every time they hit the brakes.
Yes, I'm having to hold on. They had these black things hanging down, and I'm holding on for dear life,
right.
You know, because I didn't want to fall off of there. And so, lo and behold, you know, I'm going through all this, and they get me there 30 minutes away, and I go, and I was sitting there. Just, I was like, man, I can't wait to get out of this gurney.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all of a sudden I heard a woman's voice. And she said, no, we can't accept him. And I thought, say who? And they looked back, he goes, hey, the ambulance, they didn't even come to me, okay? They didn't come to me, Tom. They went to the ambulance drivers. To me. And I said, hey, so we'll stop her and tell, let her come. I want to see her.
Right.
She was already gone. Already gone. Well, mind you, what they said was that they looked at my weight in kilograms, which should be 298 pounds, which is a lie, because you can help a 298-pounder. They're always going into these nurses. There's no, that's not nothing you can't take care of.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then everything. And they even called Jess up and said, hey, we want to know if your husband, you have a wheelchair to accommodate your husband while he's in here. And she said, no, but she said, they have one at the, and then they said that they don't have a bed for me. And so I had to wait there for an hour on the gurney. Couldn't get out in the ambulance. Well, we waited for, thank God, for St. Luke's to get back and said, yeah, just bring him back. They brought me back. My back hurts so bad. And I'm not just, you know, crying about it. I am, but it just hurt.
Let's just tell the truth.
And so that right there.
You were in pain from holding onto that gurney. You were embarrassed.
Yes.
You were
yes.
slighted. You were
yes.
lied to. You had your hopes up and they were dashed, all because of ill preparation, because they didn't care or they just didn't pay attention.
Well, if they did, apparently somebody dropped the ball. Somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, or somebody didn't care, and to say, oh, we can't accept him. Why didn't they call and tell here they can't accept me before I got in the stinking ambulance?
They can't tell the difference between kilograms and pounds when they, if they send you a bill, tell them you'll pay them in rubles or yen.
Yes, that's so good. Well, I'm looking at it as discrimination, and I'm going to be very vocal about it. And I don't care who knows about it. You know, I even thought about going to the news. You know what I'm saying? And why? You say, you know, people say, because I don't want this happening to me. I can handle it.
Right.
But there's a lot of people that don't have a voice that are so insecure
right.
that people that do this, it beats them down.
Yeah.
And they don't want to come out in public, Tom.
No.
They don't have that confidence. And that's what the obesity revolution is all about, is advocating for others that are struggling to give them validation so that they find their voice.
Well, and wake other people up too, people that aren't even dealing with obesity,
yes,
to help them realize the little things that happen that maybe they didn't think about quite before.
That's good. That's good. I love that you said that, because, you know, we want the people that are obese, but also people like that that never experienced it, but they put me out there and said, okay, fine. And I wasn't ready to go home. I was so sick in the stomach, thinking, I'm going to have to go home right now. Jesse isn't even close to being prepared.
Well, and I can hear somebody saying, oh, why should you be coddled? Why are you any more special than anybody else? That's not what we're saying.
We're not asking
for special treatment. We're asking the same level of respect as anybody else. That's what we're asking for.
That's, Tom,
to be accommodated.
You could have said it better. And that's exactly, we want accommodated. The same service, Tom, you said it, the same service everybody else has.
Respect.
And it doesn't define us.
Yeah.
But the ones that are making it define us, that we have to prove this, that, you know, we're just fat. We're just ate our way here. Why did you let yourself get there? You know what you do? We don't do that to drug addiction.
No, we do not.
You know, we don't, you know, we don't do that to somebody that smokes all their life.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? If a person that has lung cancer, and I know my dad had lung cancer, that's what, he passed away at 46 years of age.
Right.
And the thing is he smoked all of his life.
Yeah.
And the thing that people don't go, you know, what are they going to do? They don't put him out there in the cold. You know what I'm saying? As soon as a person, oh, you did this to yourself. You smoke. I'm not going to give you the right kind of treatment. No, it's permissible to treat us so bad.
Well,
that's why they're treating us this way.
You know why? Because they assume it's our fault. And it includes beliefs such as those that heavier people are usually unhealthy, that having excess weight is easy to modify and is usually a person's fault, and that heavier people must always be trying to lose weight if they care about their health. If they're not on a diet, they don't care.
Man, Tom, that's a mouthful. You're right.
Try living on a diet every day of your life. Skinny people couldn't do it.
Yes. No way. Well, that's what they think that. Well, you said it. Why? They're automatically saying that we need to be on a diet. That we can't have anything, you know, sweet ever. Because
right.
Punish yourself. You know what I mean? Punish yourself because you got this way.
Well, and healthcare professionals are biased.
They look at us.
And instead of maybe looking deeper into an issue to find out what might be going on in our bodies, they just assume the obesity caused it.
Yep.
And they miss a lot.
And well, that's what I do. I get doctors mad.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they come in and they say, you know, you have CHF. I said, no, I never have.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. And you have some heart issues. You're diabetic, you know? And then they come in here because they're automatically looking at me. That's the first thing they're thinking, that I am a big old thing of sugar, that is, you know, my A1C is, you know, 200. You know what I'm saying?
I think we're all Wilford
Brimley. And my
Brimley.
Blood pressure, yeah. And my what's that about Walter Brimley?
We think we're all well. They think we're all Wilford Brimley.
Diabetes. I got diabetes.
Well, and the truth is, in fact, there was a study that suggested that many adults with obesity are healthy. And 2 to 50% are metabolically normal, indicating a low risk of cardiovascular and other conditions. So, on that 50%, almost half of us.
What,
are healthy. Do you hear that?
And metabolically okay.
Yeah. We're just overweight.
See, so what? And you try, and to no avail.
Well, and the doctors and prioritize your weight problem above all your other health issues. And they ignore these other underlying health issues because they say, and I've had it said to me more than once, until you lose the weight, we can't really battle that problem. That's always going to be something you have to deal with.
That's bull crap.
That's
bull crap.
You.
That's bull crap, dude.
It is.
You know, because think about that, what you said. And what we're getting at and what we're stepping in is that the fact that here's the thing is that they don't give us any kind of, you know, they're not going to go deep.
No.
They're going to go as shallow as they are looking at us and writing us off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their opinion of what we're doing and their bias of us is so shallow. It's no deeper than a cup of water. And that's what they do, is that they automatically think that we have everything, but they're not willing to test us for. And you say something, well, you know, my shoulder hurts. Oh, the reason why your shoulder hurts is because, you know, too much weight on it. Too much weight on my, what are you talking about? Yeah, that's what they want to do, especially the older doctors.
Oh, yeah.
But they're set in that stream.
They don't understand the link between weight and health does not run in one direction. I mean, a person's health can affect their weight, just as their weight can affect their health. It goes both ways. Mm. Beliefs about people who carry excess weight often ignore this fact. A person's health can affect their weight, just as their weight can affect their health.
Mm. Well, let me go a step further with that. You don't lose weight to get healthy.
Yeah.
You got to be healthy in order to lose weight. Think about that. Mm. So we automatically think, well, I'm going to get healthy. Well, if your body's not healthy, I mean, because there's definitely, you know, hormonal problems. Yeah, you know, there's definitely something going
on.
Psychological
problems that we go through most of the time.
Absolutely.
Things that have happened. Then PTSD. Different trauma. Yeah. And until you get that straightened out, you're probably going to have problems and issues losing weight as well.
And even loving yourself where you're at.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. Or loving your, being able to be happy in whatever circumstance you're in, not always looking forward to a different circumstance. You don't ever find contentment. Dom.
No, and that's what we have to find. We got to learn to love ourselves instead of loathing ourselves.
Right.
Instead of coming down the path and saying, I'll never be worthy. And people treat us the way we allow them to treat us.
They don't treat it like a health condition. They treat it like a personality trait.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's true.
They don't treat obesity like a health condition. They treat it like it's a personality trait. It's bull crap.
So this is our personality.
Right.
Well, I guess our personality is measured on our weight completely.
Well, they judge us as less compliant.
You know, we're fat, lazy.
And they also, most of the time, consider us not to be very clean people because we're big. They just assume. But I have a bidet, so the joke's on them.
you say, doctor, I got a bidet. You can eat off of my bunk.
I said that today. I actually said that. Not quite that way, but yeah, pretty close. And the person I was talking to said, that's never going to happen.
That's never going to happen. Yeah. No. I don't blame them. But Tom, final thought as we come to the close of this, you know, episode. And
can I say
with
one
my,
more thing?
You know, journey. I do. I want you to.
One more
go
thing
ahead.
Before you wrap up. There are nurses that reported that overweight people or those with obesity were not as good nurses, okay? Not as good or successful as people carrying less weight. They were unfit for marriage and were messy, dirty, and unhealthy.
These are what?
Nurses. Practicing nurses.
Tom, I okay. Okay, you just riled me up.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some good, and I've asked, I know when a nurse, you know, is giving me the business for being obese, okay? Yep. You know, the way they treat me, you know, all that stuff. And I come out and ask them. I say, do you not like obese people? And the thing is that, so they say that we're not fit to be married, right?
Yeah.
And what else they say?
We're dirty. We're unclean and unhealthy.
We're dirty.
Unfit for marriage.
Unfit for marriage.
Yeah.
Who in the heck? Where did they get, what? How can
but
they?
Sadly, it's come a societal thing. There's a lot of people that feel like, I've been married 3 times. All 3 of my ex-wives also had a problem with weight. And they left me because of complications and issues with my weight. So, and I'm not naming names, it just is as it is. And it's just the way our society is. I remember sitting in a doctor's office once, and this doctor was telling me, hey, have you ever considered going on a diet? This is some new young practitioner. And I'm like, really getting upset with him. And he kept messing with me, like trying to talk, well, why don't you stick to it? What's your problem? Why can't you? And I said, do you guys have an X-ray machine here in the office? And he said, yeah. I said, well, you're going to need it to find out where I stick that stethoscope if you keep talking to me that way.
Wow.
Sometimes you got to get that way.
You just let it go.
Oh, they went and got that's me another good. Doctor. They went and got me another doctor.
Good, yeah.
He didn't last
that's
much longer either.
Do. Well, they never will.
I'm sure it's
you
on
know,
my permanent what... record.
Yeah, well,
Mr.
Here's
Hardy
the
was
thing,
a little
though,
non-compliant
Bo,
today.
On...
Sorry.
Well, good. I mean... But we don't have to stand for that. And, you know, why do we go down this whole, you know, path is that everybody automatically writes us off whenever, you know, nobody sees the true light of what's affecting us. And they just are, like I said, they're shallow. Anybody that's discriminating against obese people, you're shallow. And you don't have a right to your opinion if you've never walked in our shoes.
Right. Well, some of the stuff I got today was from an article from Zahn Valines, a medically reviewed by Amelia Coquillis, a doctor of osteopathy. And what I want to say these real quick because I know we want to cut out. The statistics, this was from 2016, around 53% of women with obesity report hearing inappropriate comments about their weight from healthcare professionals. Approximately 79% of people with excess weight or obesity report eating more to cope with weight discrimination than anything. About 52% of women say that their weight has been a barrier to receiving appropriate health care. Concerns about weight are also associated with delaying or avoiding preventative care. And roughly 40% of healthcare professionals, 40%, admit to having negative reactions to patients with obesity. Boom. Mic drop.
Wow, Tom, that right there, I can't.
It's heartbreaking.
I mean, it is heartbreaking. So here, let me say, what's your final thought? Tonight
we need to do the things that we say we're going to do, the 4 pillars, and we need others to join with us in this fight to let our legislators know, our healthcare professionals know, and we have to learn to be our own advocate as well and speak up.
Yes.
Do the research.
Yes.
Find out what's going on. Don't just assume that it's you. You know, there could be more going on, whether it be metabolically, whether it's because of your hormones, different things that are going on.
Yes. Well, here's what I want to do. If you have a story of discrimination.
Yes.
I want you to email Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, give them your email address if you
Tom,
would.
Tom, T-O-M, at theobesityrevolution.com.
And say, or if you want to join us, we're getting ready to roll up our sleeves with some legislative type aspects.
Yes.
Because, you know, obesity is deemed as a disease. And if you want to share your story, you don't even have to be on here. We'll read it on the air. And if you want to share that, go to, you know, tom@theobesityrevolution.com.
Yes.
Email Tom, and we will get it in one of the episodes.
Yes.
Because we want to hear your voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully you use your name and where you're at. And then come on and join us. And join us in doing the four pillars,
yeah,
which we want to identify. That's what we're going to do. We're going to educate other people on this. We're going to inspire. We're going to do that. And then we're going to execute. We're going to execute down the line of saying, hey, we're putting this plan into place.
Yeah.
So, anyways, on behalf of me and the whole Obesity Revolution team, you know, I'm Sean Maroney.
And I'm El Tomo.
And until next time, El Tomo, guess what?
Peace.
Do we love them?
Out.
What's peace that? Out. We love you.
Yes, we do.
And appreciate every one of you.
Thank you.
Reach out to us.
Join
and
us.
And listen to me. Join us. You know, come with us together. Join our free group. Everything's all in the show notes.
That's right.
And you are worth it.
Yep.
You matter, so let's get fit and let's stay fit.
Yes.
Until next time. We love you.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.